This is Solo Travel Talk. Your solo travel advisor is Astrid Clements.
Merry, merry. This time of year welcomes lots of gift giving, if you've been good, that is. And what better time is there to discuss lovely items that should be on the solo traveler's wish list? I'm producer Catherine O'Brien. In addition to having some fun talking about gifts, we are also pleased to announce that Astrid's Marketplace has launched. You are in for a treat as your solo travel advisor, Astrid Clements, takes you on a tour of her Astrid's Travel Essentials. Oh, Astrid, let's have a bit of fun with this. What are some of the items solo travelers should put on their Christmas gift wish list? And I was thinking we could do a practical item, a fun or innovative item, and that maybe might be a bigger ask, and that one over-the-top luxury dream wish list travel item that would be perfect for a solo traveler.
Yeah, like a yacht.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well, basically, there are a couple of practical, inexpensive items that I think are must-haves for the solo traveler. And these are items that, you know, you actually hate to spend money on because they're not cute, they're not fun, and they're not sexy. But they do help the solo traveler stay organized when traveling. And really, staying organized is so very important to reducing stress when you're traveling. So my first, what I consider must-haves or essentials, are organizers, okay? The first one are the packing cubes. Now, I have to say, I was late to kind of use these, this type of organizer. When I first saw it come out, I think it was about 3, maybe 4 years ago, I thought, why, you know, maybe for men, you know, or whatever, but I organize my suitcase. I always put my blouses and my shirts together, and I'm not a messy person, so, you know, I like to be organized, but I kept reading about them. They said that they not only kept your suitcase organized, it was never jumbled up, which, you know, even if you start out organized, say TSA goes in it or whatever, and by the time it gets to the destination, it is jumbled up and things are more wrinkled, etc. And so they touted these cubes not only to help organize the suitcase, but it helped your clothes from not wrinkling as much. It protected your clothes, etc. So I thought, I'm gonna try them, and I am now hooked on them. Because first and foremost, I have found you can actually, I think, pack more with these. It helps kind of compress everything. I like them very much. It's very easy to just put them in the suitcase because the way they're constructed, most of them are oblong. And then they're in different sizes. So there's a size for pants. There's a size for tops. There's a size, a smaller size for underwear. I use one actually for scarves and pashminas. They have some that are big enough to put coats in them. They come in all sizes now, and I think they're great. This is the first item that I think is a must-have. I do offer it in my marketplace under Astrid Travel Essentials. My set is a set of 6. Well, it's actually 7. You get a bonus cube, but I think the price is it's under $30.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's like $27.85, some kind of weird number. But it's very easy to purchase in my marketplace because Amazon is my platform, like everybody basically uses now. So all you have to do is, if you see the item that you like, you click on it. It takes you to the item, which is in Amazon. If you want to buy it, you know, you buy it, and it's fast and easy, and it's usually on your doorstep within a couple of days. So that is the first one. Also, in these packing cubes, I forgot to share, is There's actually two sections to each cube. So you start out with your clothes in the first section, and as clothes get dirty, you can put it in a second netted section. So it's really good. It keeps your dirty clothes away from your clean clothes. So, you know, even if you're not sure about them, invest in them. They're not expensive, and I guarantee you, I think you'll be like me. Once you do it, you'll love them.
You're the one who turned me onto these packing cubes, and I actually got the set through your marketplace. And the bonus bag is actually, I was like, oh, you could, it's the way it's designed, it's just a little bit different. It's like if you had something that was like damp or you really wanted to keep it away from all of your other clothes, or like even if you had a pair of shoes that maybe got a little dirty, it's like so, like everything was well thought out with these cubes.
Yeah, they're great. Okay. And talking about shoes, the next organizer, and a lot of people don't think about this, but are shoe bags and boot bags. And I am a very big believer in this. I have been using shoe bags and boot bags for 10 years, and they're wonderful. Because first and foremost, you don't really realize how dirty your shoes are. A lot of times you've stepped in something that you don't really know you did. And then if you put them, pack it in your suitcase, if it is against that silk blouse or something, it will bleed on there and you'll have a little small stain, and it really will be very upsetting to you. So first, the shoe bags are great, especially if your shoes get, like you said, wet. If they get wet, then it, you know, is for sure they're going to probably do something to any kind of clothes that are up close to them. So, they're very good in terms of protecting the shoes themselves or the boots, you know, in relation to your clothes. And also, I have found that you're less likely to lose a shoe or a boot. I can promise you. I had TSA go in my suitcase one time, and they did not put a shoe back in. If they're in those shoe bags, you're less likely to either forget to take a shoe out of the closet if you're in a hurry. You know, if you have four pairs of shoes, four shoe bags, make sure that you've got both shoes in each bag. And it helps. You might not think that you need that, but I promise you, when you're going and traveling, a lot of times you're in, you know, a different place, and things like that can happen. You'll leave something behind. So I love these shoe bags and boot bags. I don't have them on my marketplace yet, but they should be added within the next couple of weeks. But they typically run between $10 and $20 a pair. Very good essential item. And likewise, it helps keep your suitcase organized. Okay, the next one along that organization theme are tech pouches and jewelry pouches. Mm. Now, there's nothing worse that you can't find a tech charger, or you bring two of them or whatever. And I bring these extra chargers now with me all the time, because I take so many photographs and videos on my iPhone that my phone will run down, you know, by lunch. So, you know, and you have special little cords for this, and then you have other charging cords. You know, you have your phone cords, and if you bring your computer or your iPad, you have cords for that. This tech pouch is great because you can put all the cords, the battery chargers, etc., in this pouch. And what I do now is I not only put them in the pouch, but I will put the pouch either in my carry-on or my tote, because, you know, I like to, in the airport, I might, you know, want to charge up, or I want to, you know, use something. And I have all of that tech, all those wires, and that one little thing that you don't have, and then you're basically, you know, out of juice. It's all there. And it does help, too, from you leaving a cord somewhere. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't tell you until I started using this, because when you pack it, you know, okay, I'm going to put this cord here, that cord here, and you kind of, you know where you've put it.
Map it out a little in your mind.
Yeah. So you know when you're leaving that, you know, maybe something's missing or whatever. It's really, really, helpful with all of that. So it's another mundane product, but I really do, I'm high on it because it just helps you from losing things and they're always available.
This is not mundane. These are practical, useful gifts.
Yeah, I know. But
we'll get sexier later here.
It's like a pair of socks. You know what I'm saying? You can have cute socks, but, you know, they're socks. So, and then the, let's see, the next one is, and I just actually, I've had these types of folders or sleeves before, but I haven't had them all together. I now have on my website a passport, like little envelope where you can put your passport in one side and four credit cards on the other. It has two other pockets where I just recently went to Paris and I put all my receipts in one pocket. Then I had my, I could put some cash in another one or the boarding pass. This is a great little folder. And mine, I think they're less than $10, $8.99. But they're not your typical passport credit card folder. They this has the RFID protection in it. And I can tell you now, that is so important because you don't know when you're walking down the street and there's somebody who's got one of those credit card readers or those tech readers that they can steal your information. They can also now go get another credit card made without making an application, as well as they can do this with their with your passport. So I used to have a sleeve for my passport and also a little case for all my credit cards. Now this little inexpensive item, and it comes in a lot of different colors, and you can, I used mine. I didn't, there, some of mine say passport on it and others don't say passport, and I didn't, I got the one that didn't say passport just so I could be a little bit extra safe. But I love this product in my friend, my trip to Paris, because I just stuck it in my purse, stuck it in my tote. When I was getting ready to board the plane, I had it. When I was shopping and I needed my passport information for the value added tax refund, I had it. I wasn't fishing in my purse or was it in there? Where is this? It's all together. And then you actually have your receipts too, if you want to use it like I did. So very inexpensive item, but it is a de-stressor. Cause I can tell you, if you stick different things in your purse and you think you know where they are, especially when you're traveling, your purses are a little bit bigger, or your tote, you're going to be fishing in there. And then if you can't immediately find it, that stress starts, you know, going through your nervous system. So I suggest getting one of those. You'll really enjoy having it because, you know, it's all, you know, all your important things are right there together. Okay, the last thing that I think is, you know, basically something that is definitely not what I consider cool, but very, very wise to have is a digital luggage scale. And I offer this on in the Astrid Travel Essentials section of the marketplace. It is a great device because with all of the added baggage fees that the airlines are charging now, and I mean, they don't give you any breaks anymore, and they're just looking for that just little ounce over. And you either will have the choice of trying to repack right there in the airport, or you will pay a hefty fee. So if you have the scale and you pack and you, you know, before you leave, or you know that your bags are underweight, and you actually know how much they are. So once you get to your destination, if you shop a lot, which sometimes is my problem, and I know I'm going to be overweight, you'll know exactly how much your bags weigh, and you know you won't incur those fees, okay? Because there's nothing more aggravating to start a trip, and you're checking in, they say, well, your bag is like 3 ounces over, or, you know, 3 pounds over, and you're looking, oh, come on.
And they got you there. I mean, oh, you can't do anything about it.
No. Yeah. So, if you have this, you'll know, because you might want to put a couple more things in your tote, and that'll be everything. Then, also, like on this, my particular Paris trip, I bought one of the things that I treated myself to was a very beautiful French designer purse. And so they boxed it up in this box, etc. And I also did quite a bit of shopping. So I knew that I was going to be overweight. But I had to make the decision whether I wanted to mail things back, which can be costly too, or incur the overweight fees. And I knew I couldn't smush this box. So what I ended up doing is buying the cutest little inexpensive extra suitcase that was cheaper than sending it all home, which protected this purse as well as a couple of other things that I had. I was allowed two suitcases just so they were under the weight. I didn't have to pay any baggage fees. So basically, I got another little suitcase that has Paris all over it. It's so cute. So I got another souvenir suitcase that was cheaper than sending everything home and definitely cheaper than the over baggage fees. So the scale, I knew the scale, number one. It told me, I knew I had the volume problem with the purse, but I knew exactly how much everything weighed, and I was under it with the big suitcase, and I switched it to the, I put some more in the new suitcase. So that scale is wonderful. Plus, one of the ladies that was on the trip with me, she said, "Where's the scale?" Because she was worried too. The scale, $9.85. So here again, all of these products that I just shared with you, here again, are not cool or, fun or pretty or whatever, but they are very basic, very practical, and very smart to have.
Can you give us an idea about how large the scale is, the digital scale?
Oh, it's small. It's probably about 4 inches long, and it has like a little drop down kind of
hook kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just, you grab it and you hook your suitcase and it'll tell you 60 pounds.
Jeez. Okay.
You're in trouble.
Start unpacking.
Yeah. Exactly. So those are the practical items.
Okay. So now let's move on to a little bit more fun.
Okay. Fun, innovative item. The Bandolier hands-free smartphone case. Now, this is something that I have used now for over 4 years. It is so cool, and it is nice looking. I mean, I always get compliments on this. So let me explain to you exactly what this is. This is a phone cover that wraps around your phone. It has a strap on it, and Bandolier, it is so cool. It has all different types of looks to the straps and the case, different colors. It comes in leather, snake, faux leather, velvet, sparkly. The chains, they have some Chanel looking chains. They have some studded chains. They have metal chains. They have all different kinds of chains. It comes in all different kinds of colors. So whatever your style is, you can find one of these Bandolier phone cases that I'm sure you'll like. Now, what is so wonderful about this is you strap this phone, or you strap your phone on your body just like a crossbody purse. Your phone is always ready to receive a call, to text, to email, and of course, to take that it picture. And the thing about this is you don't have to, it doesn't have a front over the phone. Now, I do suggest that you do some kind of heavy-duty adhesive that they phone protectors over, you know, the glass part of the phone. But it's wonderful because it's right there. You don't have to, you know, open it or whatever, look for it in your purse. It is right on your body at all times. You're much less likely to lose it. I've dropped it several times. The phone protector itself is very strong. Then on the back of this is a little snap pouch that is very, it doesn't stick out. It's kind of flat like, but you can put one or two credit cards in there, your driver's license. You can put some cash, passport card. I mean, this is great. You don't even have to bring your purse. I love this item. I mean, it really has helped me from not losing my phone. And I can tell you, when you travel, that's one of the biggest bummers there is to lose your phone. And it can happen easy because when you're in a different place, you'll be thinking about something else. You just leave it on the table accidentally or, you know, something will happen to it. As well as it helps you from having it stolen too. If it's on your body, it's very hard for a thief to get the phone out of that hard clip apparatus. So, this is a great fun item. It is cute. It is what I consider stylish. I have many people who have seen it on me and have complimented me wanting to know where to get it. Of course, I give them the website. All my, you know, my sister has it. My mother has it. I mean, it is really, really very functional. And I first learned about it. Actually, I read it. There was just a one-page little article in Travel and Leisure about it. And I have thoroughly liked that. So it's Bandolier, Bandolier. You can buy it through my or on my website, but it is the only product in Astro Travel Essentials that is not on the Amazon platform because Bandolier does not, they don't have a relationship with Amazon. But please, you know, if you at all are interested in something that will help you from losing your phone, and another thing, I mean, you don't have to fish around in your purse or your tote. That phone, I mean, the strap and the whole thing, it's very easy. You know it's there at all times. So, and now I use it, it's not just a travel accessory. I mean, it's always with me.
It's always with you. I've
yeah.
seen it.
Yeah. It's cool. It's really cool. Okay. So, that's what I consider fashionable and functional. They usually range from like $80 to $165. So, you know, it's in the affordable range. Now, the over-the-top luxury gift
item. I can't wait.
Now,
besides our yacht.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's a particular French brand that I have liked through the years, and many women like it. It's upscale, but it's not grossly expensive. The brand is Longchamp, Longchamp. And they started out basically with a classic looking, what I consider boat like looking, tote. And they took this zipped, very simple tote that was made out of canvas or, you know, some kind of, weatherproof fabric. And started making, and it has like a leather strap. It's zipped in the top, and then it also has a fold over little snap, which makes it extra safe. They started out with this simple kind of boat like shape to their tote, and everybody loves them. I mean, you see even companies that make totes that are that shape now, but to have a Longchamp, especially when you're traveling, it not only is so functional and now comes in any color basically you want. It has cachet. I mean, it really, it is a cut above. You know, it's not Louis Vuitton and it's not Chanel or Celine or you know, the real very expensive Dolce & Gabbana expensive, but it's very nice. And this is an item that I think is great. And I have several of them. One of the things I like so much about this item is you can fold it. The way the little snap goes, you can fold it so you can throw it in your suitcase. Or, you know, if you've got a carry-on or whatever, you can throw it in there. They also have a backpack in several different sizes that is foldable that you can throw in. And what's so great is say, you know, you're traveling and you've got a big suitcase and a carry-on and then a larger purse. You end up doing some shopping. You don't, you know, want to buy another suitcase or whatever. If you have this foldable tote, you can either use it during the day when you're shopping, or you can use it as actually another set of luggage, or you can take your carry-on and check it in, and that can be basically your carry-on. These are great. And in Paris, I had to buy another one because it came out with such a stylish new model, same classic boat shape. I bought the biggest one. It's a black navy is the fabric with stars on it. And it's embossed in the fabric. It's not like, you know, silver stars. And then it has a black patent leather handles and the little cover snap thing. It is so beautiful. I mean, this is so classy. So what I'm saying is Longchamp is a classy brand that has these totes and backpacks. They also have shoes and purses now and clothes, etc. But that's something you would want to treat yourself to. But it's something you will have forever. Mm. And it always looks great. And it's very functional. So, you know, I would highly recommend anybody who really wants to kind of be, you know, stylish without being over the top. Because if you're a solo traveler, you don't want actually, I mean, you know, a lot of people do bring their Louis or whatever, but, you know, I'm one that does it because I just feel like unless I'm with a lot of, you know, four or five women and we're in Paris and that it's not so bad there because, you know, other people have it. But if, say, you're in Morocco or, you know, Hanoi or whatever, it's a little too much. I mean, in my opinion. And as a solo traveler, you don't want to be a target. You don't want anybody to say, she's by herself. She's got, I wonder what's in that expensive purse. You know what I'm saying? That would be my luxury item. And it's not expensive, really. I think I paid after the euro conversion about $145. So that's not horrible.
Especially for bag people, that's not.
Oh, no, yeah. No, that's not a cool 2000 or, you know, what I'm saying. Yeah, no. And it's very nice. And it is she. It's not, you'll see all types of very well-dressed women carrying a Longchamp.
And is this, in your opinion, is this the kind of bag that's actually, you'll get that much use and more out of this brand? Like, it'll last. It's not going to be, it's
oh, yeah.
high, very high quality.
Yeah, and it's the type of thing that if you, it will be vintage and you can sell it.
Mm.
Yeah, eventually. You know, I mean, it has that much cachet to it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. It's not like just, you know, your second tier designer or whatever. It's French. And it looks good. So that would be my luxury suggestion.
Fun. Okay. Well, see now, and also we can spoil ourselves or like we were saying, if you are good, you can just put this on your wish list and somebody will fulfill and get you all these cool things.
Yes. And this particular item is not on Astrid Travel Essentials because it's not an essential. It will be, and we're going to go into how my marketplace is going to be totally built out. I just actually launched it a little over a month ago, and the only section that is up and running is Astrid Travel Essentials. But the Longchamp bag will be in a section that I will consider or will be called Astrid Travel Preferred Products. And these are products that I like, that I use, but I don't consider them essential. And they're a little bit more of, you don't have to buy it.
But you are going to spotlight them.
Yeah, because I think there's something
about them.
Yes. And typically they're well priced and, I would buy it. So it's not on my website yet, but if you just go on the internet, www.longchamp.com, and it's LONGCHAMP, you'll see all their products.
I'll put a link in the show notes too, so then people can click right through.
Yes, yes.
But let's use that as a great segue. What you were just mentioning before about the marketplace. So tell us more. I want to hear everything about the marketplace.
Okay. Well, first of all, it took us about 6 months to really develop it. I can tell you, anything with technology and me and everything always takes me a lot longer. I get the ideas and then the final execution is a little bit, it just everything takes longer. But basically, this is a new added aspect to Astrid Solo Travel Advisor, which is my website. AstridTravel.com is the URL. And my brand focuses on affordable luxury ideas, products, and services. So this is one of the types of products or available venues that you will be able to buy the products that I think are affordable. They're luxury oriented, and I think they're great for the solo traveler. So my marketplace is the how it's conceived is it'll be in three sections. You'll have Astrid Travel Essentials, which is up and running now. We have 18 products, and it's basically like the products that I shared with you. The luggage scale, the packing cubes, the jewelry organizers. I have a couple of journals. One is a leather one and one is a faux leather one. Just things that I think are essential that will help you reduce stress, stay organized, etc. As a solo traveler. Then the next section will be called, well, I shared that with you before. The Astrid Travel Preferred Products are things that I like that I take, say like the Longchamp bag, but I don't consider it essential. But I do feel like there's something special about it or it's worthwhile. As well as, you know, I travel so much and I must confess, I am a shopaholic. And I love fashion. And so I spend a lot of time in boutiques and going in and out of shops. And invariably, everywhere I go, I will go into one or two shops that I think it really, they're cut above. There's something about it. And usually the owner is very interesting and has a story. And basically they're actualizing something special about themselves in the way their shop, you know, their products, etc. So this will also give me a platform to share some of these great boutiques that have websites to put their products and link them to my site. Hmm. You know, like beautiful kaftans from Marrakesh. I have a couple of vendors there that are just fabulous. And they do have websites. And I want to share because, you know, they're kaftans and then they're kaftans. Mm. Yes. And then like in Ireland, beautiful woolen sweaters, etc. I know you can get on the Webb and National Geographic highlights some very good woolens, and they're Irish woolens. But there are a couple of shops that I went into, specifically this one gentleman and his daughter in Dublin, and they just work like crazy. And they have great prices. And so once I get that platform up and running, that's what you'll see under the preferred products, okay? The other platform or the other category will be called Astrid Travel Signature Products. And these are products that are my products. These are products that I'm either designing or I am logoing in some form or fashion. I am going to create, as part of how I offer these products, I'm going to actually create another brand, and the brand is going to be called Lady Astrid. And this brand will offer clothes, accessories, and travel items that I think have something really unique or nice about them. And they'll, the way I'm conceiving it, they'll be either classic, traditional kinds of looks and products. They'll be trendy or modern, and then they'll also be edgy. I'm going to have some edgy things too. My first product is going to be, well, in right now we're in design with two coats and a jacket. And you know, travel wear and having nice travel wear that's not too expensive, that looks good, but also is not too much like you look like a tourist. Especially for the solo traveler. I'm always looking at well-dressed people that I think are, they don't stand out, but they're well-dressed. So typically when somebody is like that, they don't become a target. Well, the two coats and jacket, conception of them is they're going to be made and they're going to be reversible. The jacket will be made from either a cotton or a synthetic shag. And we haven't decided exactly the fabric yet, but it won't be a real choppy shag. It will probably be some kind of loop shag and, or some type of like, I don't want to say lamb or faux lamb or something that's not quite that knotted, but we haven't totally found it yet. We've got a couple of fabric swatches that we're looking at. We want to make sure they're lightweight enough, but the jacket will be off-white and the inside will be silk. So you'll be able to wear it casual with the shag. You'll be able, you know, to put pashminas, etc. I even took the mock-up or the demo that I have to Ireland, and I got two unsolicited comments. One from a lady from Philadelphia. She was there with her daughter and some friends. Oh, she loved it. She said, when you start marketing this jacket, let me know. I know all the boutiques.
Oh, wow.
In Philadelphia. So I felt like, oh, well, that's a good sign. But the jacket, I think, is very well designed. It has no buttons. It will be, as I said, off-white, long sleeve, and comes down just right to the hip. So it's really a jacket. And then you can, you know, reverse it and you'll have the silk on the other side and it'll give you a little nicer look for the evening. Not super fancy or dressy, but just nice. Then, and I'm going to call that Lady Explorer. I'm going to name everything because I'm big into naming, obviously. Yeah. Then the coat, the first coat will be black shag. And it will be reversible with a very lightweight black velvet. And what I am envisioning, it will be styled like a bathrobe, which when you reverse it with the black leather, you'll have the shag on the cuff. The shag will still be showing on the collar, and the belt will be shag. So basically, you'll have a dressier look with kind of a faux fur trim on the collar and the on the end of the sleeve in the belt, or you'll have the complete shag as a more casual look. I have a mock-up of that too. It really looks good. Only issue, little too heavy. So we're looking for lighter fabrics. And that one will be called Lady Traveler because it's a great, you know, just throw it in your suitcase, you know, wear it on the plane. It can be like a blanket. It's just, it's all functional. No buttons. All you have is the tie, so it's very easy to wear. And, you know, it'll never get too tight. it'll grow or shrink with you. Then the last one is a little bit more edgy, but I think it is so she. This is also a 3/4 length black shag coat that is similar to the bathrobe, but it has a hood on it. And it's lined with the black velvet. And I'm going to call that one Lady Fighter. But this coat is so good looking. The black velvet inside the hood, which shows as you're wearing it on the shag, when you have the shag on the outside. And the belt will be made of the velvet. And there's a little pocket that has a velvet trim. This coat is really beautiful. And then when you put it on the velvet side and you have the shag looking through, it's also really, I think it's very, very she. So I'm very excited about this. Hopefully we will get them, these three items for sale, by, I would say, late summer. I mean, we're working on it hard, but I know, as I know, everything takes twice as long as you would want it to. So those are the first clothing items that I'll have, but I'll have other things. I'll likewise have shoe bags and boot bags, but I will do them probably, nicer than you see what's on the internet. Maybe in some lightweight velvet or, you know, some kind of, I might even monogram those too. I'm going to do a lot with monogramming because I must say monogramming is kind of coming back. And I don't want to do it in kind of the old classic monogramming. I want it to be more of a modern look. When I was in Paris, I noticed, well, Dolce & Gabbana, they had all these people painting on their purses and putting your name on it or your monogram and, you know, a rose or whatever you wanted. And in Louis Vuitton, they had a lot of decals they were putting on totes and various things. You could get all kinds of stuff, also your monogram. And they were, it was very interesting. They were putting the monograms at the lower right-hand a corner of the purses or the suitcases, etc. So, you know, I haven't decided exactly how I'm going to do mine, but I will be monogramming things because I can tell you, you have a monogram set of luggage. Doesn't have to be real expensive, but your monogram's on it. Nobody's going to pick that off the luggage carousel. And they'd be less likely to get it stolen. And that's very important. So if you have some kind of something on an article that identifies it or ties it to you, is it just an extra kind of safety, anti-theft tactic, I guess you'd say. Also, sunglasses. I want to do some cool sunglasses where you have a little metal plates on the side, either with your name or your monogram. And so I got a lot of things that I have in my mind to do. Shoe pillows and boot pillows. I don't know if you know what those are.
No.
But I cannot stand, or it makes me so upset when I unpack and there I have one of my toes on the shoes got smushed. Now, if you have a shoe pillow or a boot pillow, you stick that in there, it doesn't get smushed. Now, I know that sounds, here again, it's not that cute or sexy or whatever, but oh my gosh, that's a pretty smart thing to do. So I'll be having those. Also, when I was in Paris, I made my own perfume, and I really had an ulterior motive because I would like to create, an Astrid perfume or a travel perfume that I sell in the small travel sizes, because that's another thing. When you travel, typically you have to put your whole bottle of perfume or a bigger bottle, and then it has to go in your suitcase because it's too many ounces. So I am looking to create my own scent that I think is quite nice, that will be put in the little travel sizes. So there are a lot of things that that I'm thinking about, and I have a wonderful lady. Her name is Grace Hugh, and she is just wonderful. She is in charge of my marketplace. She is an importer, an exporter. She does all kinds of, she reps for a lot of industrial as well as travel types of products, etc. And so I'm very fortunate to have her on board. So, we're hard at work in making all of this come to fruition. But I'll just end this program with, the internet is wonderful now. If you like to shop online, which I think more and more people really do because it's easy, they don't have to go to the mall or get in your car and fight the Christmas or the holiday shopping crazies. I mean, when you go in the parking lot of those malls, you can tell everybody is a little stressed out. So get online if you're looking for something travel oriented for, your friend or your significant other or family member or yourself. And, you're looking for something that, as I shared, that are really kind of essential products that help make your travel stress-free, that aren't that expensive, that are quality. Go to my website. URL is astridtravel.com, Astrid Travel Essentials. I think you'll find something there that you will like. And I wish you all happy holidays and a Merry Christmas.
One thing you don't have to wish for is a helpful packing list to make packing less of a chore. Astrid has an amazing packing list that can make your packing just a little bit less stressful. You can get your own copy of Astrid's complimentary packing list. Just go to astridtravel.com, download the packing list. It's right there on the front page. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and now on Spotify. We're excited about that. You can rate, review, and subscribe on any of those platforms, and we encourage you to do so. It'll really help the show, and more importantly, it'll help other solo travelers get this information. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time on Solo Travel Talk.
Thank you for listening to Solo Travel Talk. Follow Astrid on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To learn more about Astrid or solo travel advisors, visit our website, astridtravel.com.